Okay, so by now you may be wondering, it's nice to be able to identify the various types of apraxia, but how does it help me in clinical practice when, for example, diagnosing a type of dementia? Well, when you know that certain forms of apraxia are related to certain neurodegenerative diseases and also to certain anatomical locations, this can definitely help in finding the diagnosis. So, as you can see here, the different types of apraxia have a preferable place of damage, although this is not very strict. But as you can see, the idiomotor apraxia is usually bound to the left hemisphere, lower parietal region, and this is damage, for example, in Alzheimer's disease or cortical basal degeneration. Lymphokinetic apraxia is more in the supplementary motor area on top and more tied to, for example,